hundreds from Kent running. One of them will be Rebecca Beard from Maidstone. 3 years ago, the 22-year-old suffered a frightening injury at a festival that left her unable to walk for 3 months. Well, this weekend, Bex will run the fourth of her 12 marathons this year. That having never run before. Well, she joins us on this Tuesday night sports special now. And Bex, just tell us a little bit about the background of why on earth you've decided to take up this challenge.
Well, where do I start, really? It was a really big decision, but I was offered a place in the London Marathon in 2013, 88 days before the race. It was just after a family member had been diagnosed with secondary breast cancer. And the race, with 11 weeks to go, I couldn't run. I'd obviously had the injury that you were just talking about. I didn't really know if I'd be able to do it, but my family convinced me it was a good idea. So off we went. As soon as I crossed the finish line of the 2013 London Marathon, I wanted to do it again, which I don't think is something you hear very often. spent a few months planning, and then, I thought, why not? Let's do something a little bit more extreme. Let's go and do 12 marathons rather than just one.
So 12 marathons, one for every month of the year. And you've set up this brand that goes with it, Team Run 12. Tell us a little bit more about it, and because it's not just you necessarily running. You are running 12 marathons, but you've got a big support team behind you.
Yeah, so I've got a team of six people who I randomly selected. Some of them I know, three of them I know, one of them is my sister. One of them is an old friend from many years ago. And then three completely random people are based, all around the country. One of them actually was diagnosed with breast cancer the week before I contacted her running group. Team Run 12 was, it was something that I didn't really ever expect to take off in the way that it did. And I thought I'd be begging family and friends to join me, on these races. But it turned out that, I had over 60 applications of people that wanted to race. And I felt awful because, who am I to say, no, you can't run a marathon with me? Really, really incredible opportunity. And people are so supportive. I mean, there's so many people that have got Team Run 12 T-shirts and Team Run 12 bags. So we've even got flip-flops and things that people can buy. So, everyone's fully kitted out. It's really quite bizarre, but
I wouldn't recommend running a marathon in the flip-flops, though. Would you?
No, probably not the best of ideas.
So you've done three so far. Tell us about how they, because like I say, you obviously had that injury, never properly ran before last year's London Marathon, and now you've already undertaken three so far this year.
Yeah, so I did 3 in 5 weeks, which again was probably a really stupid decision.
I know people that have said one in a lifetime is enough.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard going. I've just had a 6 week break off the last one. The first marathon, I was meant to go into Gran Canaria to do the race over there, and it actually got cancelled. I didn't get cancelled, it got cancelled because of travel insurance reasons, but so I organised my own marathon. And I ran 17 laps around the cyclo park in Gravesend, which, again, that was really testing. I'm going back to do that in May for the actual event they organised.
It's quite hilly, isn't it?
It's so hilly. I went there a few weeks before and did a 10K practice run, but I ran the opposite way. I was thinking, this is great, it's all downhill, it's nice and steady. No such luck. It was all uphill, really horrible. And it's just mentally difficult that 17 laps around is really hard. The second one was a race in Stratford-upon-Avon, a cross-country race. I got lost and ended up running 30 miles.
Good, yeah.
That was, an ultra-marathon now as well as a marathon. And then the third one, I had the flu the entire week before. Away with work as I am now, standing in the street in Manchester, if you can hear the trams and stuff behind me. I had the flu, was working for solid sort of 15-hour days, and then had to go and do this race, and I was very, very ill from mile 9 that I sort of burst into tears the second that I finished. I was just amazed that I'd managed to complete what I was doing. So.
And presumably, though, of all of the 12 marathons you're doing this year, London is probably the biggest of the lot.
Yeah, well, because it was my first, this one's for me. And I keep saying that to people, and people look at me and go, what do you mean this one's for you? But, last year I was so inexperienced. I didn't have a clue what I was putting myself in for. I only ran 11 miles in training once.
Okay.
not what people normally get up to. But it was such an amazing experience. The crowds are incredible. And I made the mistake of putting my headphones in for a majority of the race. So So I'm going to go without my headphones this year and really soak up the crowds and enjoy the atmosphere, because it really is something special. You know, if you get the chance to do it, I would recommend it to anyone. Just to hear complete strangers shout your name, and the goosebumps you get when you run through your charity crowds, it's so rewarding. So worth it, and of course
you're doing this all, like I say, with your own experience, with not being able to walk for 3 months, with a family member affected by cancer. You're all doing this for a fairly selfless reasons, raised a lot of money. Just tell people how they can get involved, just finally, with your charity.
So if you visit www.teamrun12.co.uk, there's links to our donation pages there, or just tap Team Run 12 into the search engine, it should come up. We're on Facebook and Twitter, we're constantly doing all sorts of things across Kent. There's loads of fundraisers going on. We throw a good party, I've been told. That's one of my specialities. We've got another party coming up in June. It's open to the public. So, there's so many things going on that anyone of any age can get involved in. So, yeah, Team Run 12 into a search engine. That's the best way to find us.
I'm Bex. Best of luck. That's Rebecca Beard there from Maidstone. She's just about to undertake the London Marathon, the fourth of her 12